Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of June 2nd and news on the Edge. So in local news, it's Happy Pride Month, actually, all over the country. And St. Pete does just all sorts of fun, special things for the month, and just what a artistic and supportive and pride-heavy community we are, which is super nice. And for those of you not familiar with the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by really focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance. So we're very honored to have that role. Upcoming events, June 7th, there is just so many really cool cleanup events around town. The Edge Quarterly Cleanup is from 8 to 10 in the morning. So as you know, the summertime is very hot in St. Pete, but 8 to 10 in the morning is not bad. So we're going to be meeting at Suncoast Credit Union, and then we're going to go out all over the district and just clean up in those nooks and crannies. So please come out and support us. We'll have everything you need, so just bring yourself. We've got snacks and gloves and pickers and vests, etc. And thank you to Keep Pinellas Beautiful for being our partner in that, and also Suncoast Credit Union for helping us out with being the host location. Sons Market is doing an evening time beach cleanup, and the Douglas G. Jackson Law Firm has a daytime beach cleanup. So check those out on the Edge website, and you can get involved. June 28th, so the end of the month, is Pridetopia. And want to thank Bavaro's, Enigma Barn Lounge, Grassroots, Cava House, the law firm of Douglas G. Jackson, Invigorate IV, and Flagship Bank for their Emerald City support of that event, and then also CertaPro, Arnold Eichhoff, St. Petersburg Acupuncture, Voodoo Brewing, and Landmark Payroll for their Ruby Slippers support. Without them, we really wouldn't be able to pull off the event. And so it's 8 to late, so 8 p.m. to late night for June 28th, the weekend of Pride. And we're just inviting folks as they finish up the parade to come back into the Edge District and enjoy a great night out. So we're not shutting down any streets. We just have a ton of our bars and restaurants open. We have over 37 places to eat or drink or hang out and have fun. And the Tampa Bay Rays are giving the Tropicana Field parking free all day, and so is the Sunrunner. So it's easy to get around town and have fun that day with friends and family and all different types of places in the Edge. So family-friendly, pet-friendly, adults-only nightclubs. So just a little bit of everything. Second Saturday, Art Walk. So June 14th, our friends nearby at Articles and Creative Clay, go and check them out. And if you haven't been to Second Saturday Art Walk in a while, each event is different because there's all new art all the time. So check that out. And then last but not least, we've got our Halloween on Central is coming up in October. I know it's a bit away, but we are looking for sponsors and vendors. And that's HalloweenOnCentral.com has all that information. We've got the new website that has launched for the Edge District. So edgedistrict.org. And there's over a dozen more upcoming events that are on the Edge calendar under events. So check that out. Best of the best nominations are out there, and dozens of our Edge Association businesses are in the running to be recognized. So make sure you're giving the votes to those that you frequent and want to support. New and coming soon in the district, Cargo Coffee just officially opened this week, and they are at the ground floor of 930 Central, that fantastic residential building, and the address is 924 Central Avenue, right next to Blow Dry Bar. So check them out and say hi. Tell them you found out about them from Radio St. Pete. Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies at 1041 Central Avenue. That's the old Cecilia spot. That should be open up very soon as well. So get some healthy, fresh smoothies and food in there. New spaces are coming available all around the district. We've got some newly remodeled and brand new buildings coming out of the ground. So it's whether it's professional, retail, restaurant, any size space that you could want, really, there's cool spots in the Edge to open your business and get supported. And then last but not least, our Edge Garage should be open any day now. It is a huge building. So I think we initially thought it would be open a little bit earlier than it is, but there's so much to do, but we're going to be super excited to have that. And 400 new parking spaces for the Edge District. Make it easier to get here and have fun. For drinks and dining, 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. Perfect for people watching, pet watching, and just enjoying St. Pete. If you need event space for whatever event you want, large to small, Many times, a lot of our businesses, they'll give you that space free of charge, just a minimum food and beverage spend. And then you can check out all of our businesses under Eat and Drink on the Edge website. And we really are the coffee tea spot of St. Pete. So we've got Cargo, Intermezzo, Grassroots, Cafe Copa, Roses at Moxie, Tea Bella, and Sourdough's Coffee Corner. So we are the place to come and do business and meet friends and have coffee and tea. When you're shopping, definitely also have you taken care of in the Edge. So I always tell folks, the daytime stroll and shop with the sunset late at night now. Make sure you put on your sunscreen, stay hydrated, come and shop in the district. And if you are looking for women's fashion, we have Ash Couture, The Fashion Spot, and newly opened Bottles and Lace. Fantastic retailers. Check them out. And then for men's fashion, Matter of Fact, Atlas, and you can get some custom stuff done at Big Frog, t-shirts and more. So we've got both men's and women's fashion covered. And then branded clothing from all your favorite bars and restaurants is also available. We've got services listed on our new website. Check those out. For small businesses that are looking for marketing help, we're excited. We have some of the top local companies that help guide businesses through that difficult maze of marketing their business. So important, especially if we have a little downturn in the economy. So check that out under the marketing tab for services. So many things to do on the Edge. Endless possibilities. Eat, drink, shop, entertainment. We've got live music venues where you can hear music with Fergs or Copa, Green Bench, Moxie, the award-winning Zubrick Magic Theater. They're getting another award this week. So love that team over there. Very Vegas quality entertainment right here in our own district. Tons of games to play all over the district. And then check that calendar out, as I said. Last but not least, we're celebrating Daystar and Life's new branding and extended services. They got a new kids room. They've got new classes, new planting beds, and more. So check out Daystar Life. Great part of our community. And our local profits need our help more than ever with recent pullbacks of both federal and state government support. Us locals have to really reach out and support. And I know you guys are doing that. So appreciate everybody. EdgeDistrict.org. Have a great week.